I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today, we're talking about the misfit of Demon King Academy.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
But before we actually were talking about the show, we were talking about some of our great shows, shows that we remember watching, and actually discussing plans for future shows. So if you want to catch part of that conversation, you can become a patron at patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast.
And you can catch it live with all of the bloopers that I'm sure you're going to cut out because I made a few.
Yeah, no, I try to leave it all in there just because.
Oh, you're so mean.
It's because I love you. So this is a show actually aired pretty recent and came out in July and ran all the way through September of the year 2020, 13 episodes long. The studio for it was Silver Link, producer for it, Aniplex and Kadokawa, and its sources of a light novel. And the genres for it are action, demons, magic, fantasy, and school. I would probably throw harem in there.
Definitely throw harem. But, well, harem would indicate that something has the potential to happen in the future. Our main character not only is, he's not oblivious, he just doesn't care. So harem is typically, they like me? What? No, that's not.
Not always. Not always. This one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, not always. It's not always like that.
Okay. See, in my head, harem is he follows one girl, and then for some reason, that one girl who ends up being friends with a bunch of other girls who are like, we can share him. And they're like, okay, I guess we can try. And he's still, the main character is still oblivious as to anybody's feelings, almost to the point of pain. Whereas in this show,
I can name one right now off the top of my head. I mean, like, it's not really kosher. I mean, like, it's for some of the more cultured watchers out there. But High School DxD, just,
oh dear Lord, I haven't
thrown that out there. It's not safe for kids. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I haven't seen it. I'm
Rated TV MA 18 plus for,
oh dear Lord.
Yeah. So I mean, like, it's borderline niente. Just throwing that out there. Just
really. So what you're telling me is, I mean, there's, like, a reason why I didn't watch it.
Hey, you can watch it on Funimation.
Oh, you could watch a lot of things in Funimation
then. I'm just saying. I mean, like, yeah. Funimation has some pretty weird, strict-ish.
Understood. I got that.
Okay. That being said,
I really thought you were going to go with Campione.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, you could do that.
Because that's the only one I can think of. But High School DxD, I wonder if we'll ever cover that on this show.
There's multiple ones.
Oh, never mind.
So
open yourself up to a whole new fandom. Dear Lord.
A whole new world, man. A whole new world.
Oh, goodness.
This being really, really new did not disappoint.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. It was one of the few recent additions to our lineup that I didn't have high expectations, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Going into it, I expected to have an overpowered protagonist. Well, I expected, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, if you want to know the full length feature title of it, it's The Misfit of Demon King Academy. History's Strongest Demon King Reincarnates and Goes to School with His Descendants. That's the true full title. Throw that out there.
They're trying to hide some stuff in there, apparently.
Hey, but to your credit, there is some time traveling that does happen here, kind of, sorta, and there are descendants thrown in there. However, just no time traveling granddaughters and vampire slayers.
Yeah. I mean, technically, it could be.
There could be.
We just didn't see him.
Exactly. Well, you missed it. It's like very later in the.
It's one of the special episodes. You probably just skipped through. It's not memorable. It's one episode off. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'll never live that down.
It's all right, though. It's why we love you.
Never again am I reading the synopsis. Ever. Oh God, I realize we're going off topic, but I feel like whenever you bring that up, I'm like, that's the one. It's not just the one, but it's like the whenever I was in school and I tried kind of hard to cheat. I didn't try hard. I tried kind of hard to cheat. Like there's a big difference. If I'd have taken the same effort I put into cheating as I did the actual product, I'd be like, I'd be there. But
you're not. You weren't.
No. So. No, that particular time was a little. I was really hoping you'd be like, you know what? We're going to cut and we're going to come back to it when you've done your homework. But no, you're like, hey, you know what? We're here. I'm not waiting. Life waits for no man.
Exactly. Much like how what happened in here in this series. Like,
ooh, good way to turn that in. Good. I like that. We're going to roll it back in. Yeah, like you're all right. Time waits for no man. Or beast at that point. Having watched it in the subbed when it was coming out, I thought was kind of interesting. Watching it in the dubbed, hilarious and awesome. And for lack of a better way to put it, it's a freaking awesome story. Like, if you take a look at the subtle clues going through, since you already know what happened, since I already knew what happened, when they were hinting at stuff, when they were throwing feelers out there, when they were throwing fake trails, it was beautifully done.
Now, I have to agree. I kind of picked up on it really, really early as to what it was leading you to for the end. And it didn't really surprise me because how it was kind of laying out and how they were just sequentially just going, this is how it is all the way through. Mm-hmm. I picked up on it. I want to say about maybe halfway through, I was like, I know exactly what's happening here, or I know exactly what that is, or I know what's going to go on here. And not to say that I was disappointed or let down, but it gave me a satisfactory viewpoint. You know, it brought everything to a more satisfactory end. And how it begins and how it really starts off, they don't beat around the bush or anything like that. They kind of in the beginning, they're like, hey, you all have the potential to be the next Demon King. And the true Demon King, Anos, comes walking in just, and for him, like the statuses, what people say, everything that's going on, it doesn't matter to him. Like, and that's one of the things that I really enjoyed is
in front of absolute power, everything else is meaningless.
Right.
Your status doesn't matter. It'd be like, If Prince Harry walked into an MMA fight with Colin McGregor, Colin's not going to worry about his status. He's going to be like, well, you are a nobody because you're in my territory now.
Yeah.
And the cool part about Anos is wherever he is his territory.
Yeah.
Like he owns. It's a very subtle arrogance. And I really liked how they portrayed him in both anime and both subbed and dubbed. And I'm going to keep saying that because the dubbed, the way that they came out, the way they came into it was a lot hard. It was like listening to, you're going to hate me for this. And I'm so sorry that I'm not at all sorry. And I should be, but the song Take On Me, if you listen to it from when it came out in the 1985, and you're like, yeah, this is an awesome jam. And then you listen to the same singer sing it again, I think three years ago, it turns from a really badass upbeat yeah song to a love song. And you're like, that is different, but I'm not mad at it. Same thing here, except reversed. You go from like not at all domineering to and just a regular voiceover to movie theater, like cinematic, just heavy, deep voice, big baritone, 3,000 years ago. This is, I can't do it, obviously. Otherwise, I'd be doing that for a living. But you went from, hey, it happened 2,000 years ago to 2,000 years ago, this happened. You're like, whoa, that affected me differently.
I like that, you know, and that actually makes me want to watch the dubbed version just to see how it is. I mean, like and we were talking about this a little bit beforehand too, how there are very, very few shows that I actually watch and prefer the dubs over, simply because it just, the feel of it, how it sounds or anything else, it just doesn't convey or just doesn't sound right. And sometimes it's the total opposite. Sometimes the dubs just turn out, I feel, better.
Yeah. Case in point. One of my favorite shows ever, Yu Yu Hakusho. I feel like the American version, the dubbed version, knocks it out of the park with our main character, Yusuke Urameshi and Kuwabara. I watched the subbed and went, that's not frightening at all. It reminded me of the American version was someone you didn't want to mess with. And the original version was somebody you'd make fun of.
Yeah.
No matter how loud and mean you sounded, it sounded like the voice was coming out of someone who's compensating.
Right. But Anos actually doesn't have to compensate. And this is even shown even in episode one, which I really enjoyed. He's just walking in and he runs into Misha the very first episode and picks up her thing. And his parents are in the back yelling, and Misha's guardians in the back. They're rooting him on. They're really excited for him. And you had one guy just sit there and talk trash. And Anos just like completely walks by him, just ignoring him completely, not caring at all what he says, which really pisses the guy off.
Yeah.
And so he says he's going to burn him to a crisp. And Anos just
badass incantation and everything
is like massive fireball in his hand. And Anos just like breathes out and it blows out the magic. And he does it again and he blows out the magic. And what's great is you have Zeppus, the guy that's doing this, come back and he has this magical armor and this supposedly magical sword and everything like that. And he's going to beat down Anos. And Anos is like, whatever. And he completely horrifies everyone. Anos just horrifies everyone, which I really, really love. Is he keeps killing the guy, literally killing the guy and reviving him. And he goes, yeah, I call it my 3-second rule. And he pauses. Yeah. He goes, huh, that would have killed 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. And he's I can revive you so long as it's within 3 seconds of you dying. I call it my ...3-second rule. And then he makes this weird face, like he's waiting for laughs, that he never gets. And he goes, huh, that's weird. And then he just keeps going to kill a kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this poor man.
Yeah. And what's funny is, what's even better is, Zeppus, this kid, he says, no matter what, I will never bow down to you or anything like that. And he goes, even if I die. And he goes, okay, takes him up on this offer, on this challenge, if you will, even if I die. And when he keeps reviving him, he's like, oh, you didn't think he would die just one time, did you? And just,
yeah.
And it's just, it's like, it sets up how he is. It's like, I don't care if you are royalty, and everyone's horrified about what's happening too, because he doesn't care that the kid's royalty. He just keeps killing him literally over and over and over again.
Well, you're not telling him, because it sounds like he's just beheading him. It sounds like he's just like mercilessly just destroying him. He's snapping his fingers, and the concussion from the snap of his fingers is blowing this kid's body apart. And he's using a drop of his own blood to activate a magic circle to bring him back completely healed. The problem is he remembers everything.
Yes.
And I loved it because halfway through, he's like, you know, as I'm killing you, I just wanted to say that there's a theory going on that every time you come back, you're not really the same person. You're a completely different person. And I wonder, is that true? Every time you hear me snap, it's him killing him and bringing him back. So if that theory holds true, that's somebody else entirely at every single turn. He's not having the same conversation with one person. He's having a broken piece of a conversation with 6 or 7 different people before he's like, what is your opinion? I'm curious. Just the psychological just torture worse than death right there.
And it just shows how great the writing actually is for this, too. I mean, for them to write it so that way Anos is kind of arrogant without truly being arrogant and without arrogant him
without being an asshole.
Yeah. And he's in a position where he doesn't have to flaunt his power either. He knows who he is. Everything else is inconsequential. And it's seeing the interactions and everything like that that's going on. And what's even better, I think, is aside from all that is you think that that is his full power. And it's like, no, that's only a tenth of his power that he actually has.
It's common knowledge. When you resurrect, you only have 10% of your original strength.
Yeah. And certain events happen that force his full power to reawaken thanks to shock. And it just goes even more badass. Yeah. Just
So he's fighting. So basically he made elders before he died or something like that. There's a whole mythos behind it that it's explained, but kind of not. But out of his own blood, he makes 7 people who become the elders and who basically guide the entire demon race. And even they are like, that's only 10%. You are overpowering us in every stretch of the imagination, but that's only 10%. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they still fight against him.
Well, it's not that they really have a choice. I mean, they're being compelled or forced to. And what's interesting is not everyone knows what his name is. In fact, history has been changed. Not that they have a different name. History has been changed or rewritten a little bit so that it's someone else.
Now, this is where I found an interesting change. In the subbed version, the change was not drastic at all. It was like mixing 2 letters up in both names. So it sounded similar, but completely different. In the dubbed version, they were completely different. Like Anos was turned into like Diolovera or something like that. And you're like, that's not close and that's not what's supposed to happen. But I understand because it would be like saying instead of Barry, Larry. That's what happened in the sub version, whereas in the dub version, it went from Barry to David. So it was that drastic of a change. Huh. I understand why they did it, to try to signify that someone behind the scenes was manipulating things. And so the reason why that our demon lord is reincarnated is he, along with the hero at the time, made a very big magic spell that cost the demon lord his life. To separate the realms, essentially. What I was kind of hoping to see, because he separated them into 5 different realms. What I was hoping to see was these other realms. We only ever saw the humans and the demon realm. We didn't see the spirit realm, the heaven realm, or the evil realm, or hell realm, or something like that. I'd have liked to see that. I realized it was only 12 episodes. So,
yeah,
you know.
And so the name in the subbed version for it was Avos Dalavia was the full name in the sub version. And so just to clarify, it's different in the dubs.
Yes.
From Avos Dalavia.
The pronunciation is very different. Yeah.
I could be pronouncing it completely wrong. It's just, No. All right. I'm pronouncing it how I see it, which is Dalehevia. So
yeah. And
when you read it, you will.
When you read that and when you hear his in the subbed, when you read that and you read his original name, it's not different. It's not a drastic change from
His full name. His original name is Anos Voldigod.
Yep. And the new one, the one it changed to is what? Anos Voldigod.
Avos Dalavia. Dalavia. There we go. Dalavia.
Okay. So it might have been. They might have not changed that very much. I guess when I was reading it, it looked a lot similar to when I hear it in English.
Well, it's because they did, most of the time they referred it to as just Avos, and then you hear Anos. So Anos and Avos. That's
probably why, because in the English version, they said the full name a lot. But I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about how I am a wonderful, awesome individual, and
I could talk about that for days. So I mean, we want to keep this under 2 hours. Come on now.
I get you.
Start to finish, I got a thesis I can read. Riveting.
Very. Starting when we
first met, and then when we stopped talking for 6 to 8 months for reasons, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when we started talking again because I borrowed your Game Boy.
All kinds of random stuff. But
and that's when chapter one.
How everything is portrayed, how he's portrayed, how it's laid out is great. It's honestly
generic, but it's done very well.
It is. And the story, it's not that it's very riveting. It's not super compelling, but it's entertaining. And it keeps your attention captured. And
I feel like, go ahead.
And I was going to say, and also it kind of gives you little snippets at the very beginning of it too. Like for like what happened in the past versus now. Mm-hmm. And
they do give flashbacks, which is nice.
Right. And we were talking about like the powers and how strong he is and how it's like over. He's like goes from 10 to 100% because of a simple battle that happens. Well, simple-ish. Greatly compressing. Yeah. Simple for him.
Yeah. Well, in the circumstances, they put him in certain unwinnable positions. And through sheer force of not will, but just power, he's able to not only overcome, but dominate.
Yes.
And what I thought was, I found it to be very taxing mentally because it was at the very, so you found out around halfway through what was actually going on. It took me to like episode 10. So 2 episodes or 3 episodes before it was over, it clicked for me because they really threw me for a loop. But every situation he gets in, he gets out as if it was not an inconvenience for him.
Yeah.
It was very, very simple. Oh, yeah, I'm obviously strong enough. You thought tearing my heart out was going to kill me? Please. You thought killing me was enough to stop me? Please.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
It's like so matter of fact. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You just killed me. Whatever. Brushes the dust off his shirt.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, next time, try to do better. Even though you know you can't, even right. though I'm right. your base and there's nothing you can do to ever compare to the original. You're yes. just a knockoff.
What's even better is he's reincarnated from 2000 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's in school. He's dominating. And it's like, oh, well, you know, he obviously went through school normally. And it's like, no, he's only a month old.
Yeah. Legit. A month old.
What's even better is when he's a baby and he's bored. It was like, oh, this is our wonderful baby boy. We're going to name him. And then he interrupts them and says, Anos Voldigod. And it's like, what just happened?
You think that's good? Should I try to find it in the English version so you can listen to it right now?
No. I'll watch it. Okay. I'll watch it.
So in the English version, his dad is over the top, kind of not necessarily a super masculine voice, but not confusable, and his mom is a very high-pitched housewifey from the 1950s, and they're like, oh my goodness, such a beautiful baby boy, I wonder what we're gonna name him. Oh, I know, let's try to name him. And then the baby in full character movie quality voice, my name is blah blah blah, and you're like, how does the vocal cords of this baby reach a lower octave than myself? It would be like if I was like 6-7 minutes old, I'm like, yo mama, what's up?
So what's even better is the parents' continual reaction to them. So when he comes home and he comes home with a new friend, it's like, oh, he's married. And then he comes home with another friend. It's a girl as well. Oh, he's got two wives, my boys. I'm so proud of him. And it just continues to grow. And his parents like are saying he's a month old, and everyone thinks that the parents are just joking, so they're not acknowledging it, which at first I was like, why isn't anyone saying anything about him being a month old? Mm-hmm. Okay? And then it's like, oh, wait, you're serious. Yeah,
they touch on that. Yeah. They actually have a moment in the show where they're going through the baby albums. Like, oh my God, he really is a month old.
And they talk about how, like, they almost lost, you know, how she almost lost it. And there was like trouble. And then he was born and everything was fine. And they were really happy. But they acknowledged, one, that no one had this reaction to him being a month old. And two, they acknowledged that he really was a month old.
Yeah. And I liked how they explained the parents. Not they didn't explain them away, but they explained the parents' reactions appropriately, in my opinion, where they were like, well, what actually happened and what the real thing is, we almost lost him and we ended up praying that we had a healthy baby. That even if it wasn't healthy, we would love it and take care of it and never second guess it. And when they finally did get a baby, who happened to be the demon reborn, or the demon king reborn, they're like, yeah, that checks out. Okay.
Yeah.
We are holding to what we said. We will love you. We will take care of you. You are ours. Whatever you say goes. You are our son, regardless.
And what's even better is Anos acknowledges their feelings and he calls them mother and father.
Yeah.
It's not like he's dismissing him. He doesn't look down upon them or anything like that. He views them like they're his parents and he embraces
them. That's one of the things I liked.
Yeah.
The mentality I thoroughly enjoyed because, again, in front of absolute power, you are all equally insignificant. You are all equally insignificant.
Exactly. And to him, his parents are just truly wonderful people. And he will do what he can to ensure their safety. And he does make sure.
And happiness.
And happiness.
And happiness.
Because they literally are his parents. To him, even though he's a month old, they treat him like he is their baby boy. And I truly find that to be a relief more so than anything else. Simply because, you know, that's not something you commonly find. It's the parents in most of the animes either aren't there or whatever else and anything like that. Or if they're there, yeah, it's like kind of mixed. But for this, it's they're there and you see this great relationship between them. And you see, even though this character is obviously retains all his memories, he's over 2000 years old, everything like that. He's way super powerful. He acknowledges the feelings and he embraces them.
Period. And to them, he might be the demon lord reborn to everyone else, but to them, he's just their baby.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Like to this point, he might be the demon lord, right? Mm-hmm. The dad still goes out of his way to make a completely basic sword. And not because he was trying to make a basic sword. He was trying to do the very best he could. It just happened to be extremely mediocre. And in order to acknowledge those feelings, our main character accepted the sword and the work that was put into it and the love and exalted his dad for the effort that was given forth.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily see that a lot. Like, you know, it's not always, you don't always get to see the fruits of the labor of the side characters. And it was wonderful.
Exactly. And to your point about that too, is there was a sword fight match that was going to be happening, and Anos was thinking about not doing it. And after his dad, and you could know something that was going on because the mom almost let it slip a couple times, and it's like, no, she's like, almost. No, no, and keeps it quiet, you know. So you know something was happening, and Anos knows something's going on, but he's not questioning it. It's like whatever. And when his dad comes and gives him the sword at the match, so that way he has something to use at the tournament. Just makes it all the better. It's like at that point, it was like, I'm not going to do this because of this. His dad went through the effort, went through all the pain, heartache, and everything like that to make this sword. And it was like, to get this particular type of metal, he had to go and climb a cliff, go do this, all this stuff to make this sword for him. And it's not a, like you were saying, a particularly magnificent sword, stupendous or anything like that, but it was a sword that had a lot of heart and love put into it. And when he received it, he's like, oh, I don't care if it's a trap. I'm going to go ahead and go into the battle with the sword now. I'm not going to let those feelings go to waste. And I loved it.
Yeah. And everyone was kind of, this kind of annoyed me because no society is this dumb. You see overwhelming power. You hear someone claim to be something that they obviously have the ability and the power to publicly claim to do. For instance, our main character publicly went against one of the seven elders and no one questioned it. And the seven elder was like, you're good. You can pass. We're good. We don't need to fight or anything like that. And nobody was like, that never happened before. We were supposed to expel anybody who even talks to this person the wrong way.
Well, they did acknowledge it. And honestly, like they freaked out when he talked to him, walked up, and they apologized. We're like, we're going to expel him and everything like that. And everyone and the elder says, no, don't do anything. Just don't worry about it. And then has, you know, and then you see the discussion between the elder and him later on. But it's acknowledged. And then they listen to the elder when he says, no, don't expel him or do anything. Just let it go.
The next scene, the next episode, the same teacher who just saw this happen, who saw a student who was supposedly all powerful, who she's seen witness doing all powerful things, to confront, put their hands on and magically manipulate an elder. She still goes, yeah, I'm going to destroy him. I got it. What it takes.
It's because for her, and this is what Anos had difficulty understanding. It's like, what's the deal with the statuses and royalty? Like, that wasn't a thing or a matter in the past. Why would that matter now? And he had remarked and commented on it. It's like, why did someone make such a strong push for the divergence in social status and everything like that? That wasn't a thing in the past when I was alive. This wasn't a thing 2000 years ago. And because he was wearing a white suit and not a royalty suit, which means he's a mudblood, he was a misfit because they couldn't register his magic and all the answers he had given were incorrect.
Then how did he get admitted?
Because his magic was registered off the chart, but the answers, he was already admitted because of that. But the answers he had given... Sure? Well, at least the answers in regards to who the true Demon King was were incorrect.
No, I get that. But what I was saying was the sword fight in the very beginning that he won against the dude with the armor. Wasn't that the entrance exam?
No, so that was part of it. That was part of it. Okay. So it was that. And then you had the test. Remember when everyone was standing on the circles? Yeah. And then you were registered on your magic at that same time. And the number of flat sides that you have on your symbol dictates your magical power and how strong you are. For him, he just had basically a cross and that was it, and which is, no one ever has, and it was labeled a misfit because he answered questions in regards to who the Demon King was incorrectly, apparently, because it wasn't him, it was someone else. And so the questions that he had answered were, you know, one way or the other. And also because he answered it the way that he would answer it, and which is the correct way. But I think what they would do is like they more aligned it towards like one way. So, for example, one of the questions was, if you have a daughter and a son, one has power, the other one doesn't, and they're both about to die, which one do you save?
No. It wasn't that. It was one has extreme magical ability with no demon lord aptitude, and the other has massive demon lord aptitude but no magic ability, who do you save if they're both about to die?
Right. His answer was both.
Yeah, why would I give anything up?
Yeah. I think how they view the question is like the true Demon King would choose the one that's like the Demon King or choose the magical aptitude. Yeah. Like one or the other. Like no one would choose both because you can't choose both. That's awesome. Not knowing that his choice is the correct choice because he's always right.
Well, I was going to say it's all or nothing with him because even when they did a history lesson, they're like, why did the Demon Lord kill everyone in the village with hellfire? Oh, it's simple. He could resurrect everybody with no injury. Yeah. He killed everyone because they were just messed up beyond repair simply to revive them.
Yeah.
With no injury. Instead of healing them individually, he goes, there's a faster way. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, honestly, we could go on and on about the show. I mean, like, it's actually really, really great. I enjoyed it a lot. So we're getting close to running out of time. So I think this is a great spot for a rating, sir, on a scale of up to 10. How would you rate this?
I would probably say I'd give it an 8.
Okay. I actually agree with you on that rating. I also give it an 8. The reason why I give it an 8 is because of the story, the animation, the cliffhanger, or not cliffhangers, but the resolution, overall resolution, I would say, is the real reason why that I give it an 8. What about yourself, sir?
I like the animation. Watching it in dubbed and subbed, like, different experience, but not by much. The humor and the ability that this guy doesn't seem to, from day one to the end of the episode, the end of the series, you don't see him change. He is what he is, and he's unapologetic about it. He doesn't give a quarter, and if he makes a promise, he keeps it, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah. What's also really great about him is he explains a lot of the differences in between, like, his depth and power or why he's just so much better, too.
The one thing I didn't like, though, like, the reason it's not a 10 for me, I hated peer into your abyss and learn or something like that. And you're like, dude, okay, it's not as bad as Naruto's Believe It, but you can only, you kind of drilled that into the, to just making it stupid.
Right.
Peer into your abyss and regret. Peer into your abyss and learn. Peer into your, okay, fine. Look in yourself. Get stronger. I get it.
And he says that not necessarily every single episode, but he does say it a few times, and for a good reason. Also, one of the reasons why I can't give it a 10 is they randomly decide to, like, introduce singing into this. It's like, sing for me, and it's like, granted, for a reason. He uses his own human's magic against him. He's like, what, you think you're the only ones that can use this? Anyone can use this. What, you think demons don't have love, which is the basis of yours? We have love. Girls, sing for me. And they start singing. He's like, the 8 that I have is a lot better than your 10 million because mine actually care.
Yeah. We actually didn't get into that part.
No.
But, you know, he just shows that his devotion, his love, his everything is better.
Yeah. And it's not that he's going around flaunting it. It's just the way things are.
Yeah, it's a fact for him. It's not a point of contention. It's just, if you don't understand, I can tell you. And I love the fact that it's not arrogant.
Yeah, which is why I actually would highly recommend that anyone to actually watch this. Now, all that being said, I honestly can't think of any show that would be kind of similar to this that I would suggest someone watch. What about you? Anything similar in your mind?
You know, I've been racking my brain about it. It's extremely generic. Mm-hmm. Demon Lord comes back. Demon Lord wins. There's one show. We didn't watch it yet. Demon King Dynamo or something like that. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of this. Just, it's not... Demon King Dynamo is more fan service-y, if that makes any sense. Because this had zero fan service. I loved it.
Yeah. That's another thing that I actually really, really enjoyed is... It didn't have fan service in it.
Yeah, it didn't waste your time. Mm-hmm. It did drag a little bit from time to time, but it didn't waste your time. Yeah, in that particular case, I would say it's one of a kind.
Okay.
So, and I believe next week's choice is yours.
It is my choice. We're actually going with a classic, and one that I've actually seen before that I'm not that I've actually been wanting to watch again. That's why we're actually going to watch it. We're going to be watching Ghost in the Shell. The 1995 movie, the original animated movie. We're not watching the live action. We're not doing the standalone complex. None of that. We're doing the Ghost in the Shell 1995 or version 2.0. If you want to see it kind of revamped a little bit, but it's the same thing.
Which would you prefer? I downloaded both of them just in case.
I would actually suggest 2.0 simply because it looks a lot cleaner to me.
Okay. Any major plot points that have changed?
No, nothing's changed. That hasn't changed. That's why I said you can honestly watch either one. Nothing's changed in regards to that, thankfully, which makes me really, really happy about. So, well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you enjoyed this week's choice, or if you have any recommendations of what we should watch, or feel like we missed something, did too much justice, didn't do it enough justice, feel free to reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, at Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. We're also on YouTube, so go ahead and leave a comment on there, like, subscribe, anywhere and everywhere that you happen to listen to us. It really does help us out. And we have a Patreon. Sometimes we continue talking after each episode. So if you want to catch that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And look into your abyss. Just, I love that saying. We'll see you next time. Later.